A few minutes, so 3 minutes late. This is North Ferriby standard time. I'm told that some people just get here just in time before the service starts. So I thought I better do the same trend, really. Nice to be with you. Apologies. Where we have been over the last 11 weeks, we've been giving out this prayer, beads to help you say the Lord's Prayer. Unfortunately, they've run out. They've been made for us by a monastery in Egypt. Coptic monastery in Bishoy, but the monks have been working as hard as possible, but unfortunately we ordered 10,000 and they all went 2 weeks ago. So 10,000 people have been praying with us. Some more have arrived in Devon, but it may take a bit longer to get from there to here. So you really are the ones that are going to be out, and in future should you be finding useful, then we will try and give them to you at some point, but okay. But the prayers are very simple, they are not very complicated. We're going to begin by listening to the chant from Teze, which is on that piece of paper. And if you would, please listen and then come in when they start going again. We shall have some pause and then we shall say those introductory words which always are used on Holy Cross Day. They've been slightly adapted. Adore you, Christ, I bless you by Holy Cross. You've saved me. You redeemed the world. Again, we have some pause. And then the Lord have mercy. And your response, Christ have mercy. And Lord have mercy. Again, some pause. And we say the Lord's Prayer. And that cycle goes on 3 times. And I've been explaining to places since we have been walking together with Joanna and joined by other people that the Lord's Prayer really says it all. The disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And then he said, you, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. There is nothing more really. When I want to pray, I want to acknowledge that God is my Father and is in heaven, in a place where justice, mercy, and peace are done. And I want his name to be known by everybody, his character, who he is. And I want his kingdom of justice and mercy and peace to come now, not in the future. I just want it. I want it to come. I want his will to be done. On earth as it is in heaven. I mean, wouldn't you want heaven to be here right now? Is it now your desire? If it is, then that prayer tells you. This is your longing. You're longing for something more than the current wrangling about whether we're in Europe or out of Europe. You know, people can wrangle about things like that, but actually, in reality, I want the kingdom of God. It's bigger than any of that to come. I want this father of mine to forgive me. My friends, I can tell you, either in thought or in lack of love or in not doing what I should be doing, I'm not walking aright. So I want to be forgiven. And the thing about God, he constantly forgives. He never tires of forgiving people. It's me who doesn't go regularly to ask for his forgiveness. And his greatest miracle in any of us is his constant forgiveness. So because I'm forgiven in Christ, and I'm going to the Father to forgive, I want to forgive those who sometimes give me a lot of unnecessary grief. You may say, well, Archbishop, I think you've got it easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. There are some people for whom I regularly intercede and pray and say, Lord, can you just... And the more you pray, sometimes the worst gets. No, it's absolutely relentless. And then, listen how the prayer ends. For yours is the power and the glory. This is the Father I'm talking about. So, if you really say this prayer more regularly, more often, in my case, about 30 times a day, you prayed. And you can, of course, have your petitions going in as well, but This says it all. Really does. And may I encourage all of us that when it comes to intercessions, particularly after in the service, please may we not have a long shopping list. And I've been in some churches where the intercessor sounded to me as if they were correcting the vicar's sermon or adding on to what the vicar should have said but didn't say. You know? Jesus' prayers were very short. Lazarus, come out. Come out of him. Peace be still. Fill the jars with water and draw out. Now that's the kind of prayer I like to have, won't you? It doesn't waste words. And the reason why also I want you to follow in this kind of praying is because already the Holy Spirit has prayed for you. Romans 8, 26, 27. You don't know how to pray. But the Spirit who knows the mind of God intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. In other words, the Holy Spirit even doesn't use words because words are limiting and limited. He talks to the Father, communicates with the Father with sighs that are far, far too deep to be articulated. Jesus, the same, Romans 8, 34. Who will condemn us? Even Jesus who died for us? No, because he lives to intercede for us. Hebrews 7, 25. Jesus ever lives at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. So I am talking to this wonderful Father, but already the Holy Spirit and Christ are praying for me. Now why should I therefore get into a tease about I don't know how to pray? All I need is to make space. To make space that I may hear the prayers of Jesus, the prayer of the Holy Spirit, and as I talk to the Father. So that's why there'll be moments of very deliberate silence for hours to get into the presence of God. I've been saying to people that in this church, for example, where we are now, do you know Radio 1 is broadcasting in here? Radio 2? Yeah, 7 still going strong. Radio 3, still talking about music. Radio 4, they're still at it. Today probably just ended, and many other stuff. 35 Alive, BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, Channel 4, all the terrestrial channels are broadcasting in here. But we haven't got the equipment to hear all of that, have we? If we put it on a television, you see it immediately, the same with the radio. You have been given the equipment called spirit. You are a spirit who inhabits a body and therefore should be able to listen to what the Spirit is saying. You already got the equipment, being born of the Spirit. So you should be able to tune in and hear the prayers of Jesus and the prayers of the Holy Spirit.